Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 21st June 2018 as part of Thursday live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Salam dear listeners and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu and today we have a lovely bhajan, a sweet, melodious, lovely composition, a bhajan which Bhagwan himself has sung in his discourses at the end of bhajan sessions, a bhajan which implores us to continue this sadhana of Namasmarana. This is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Govindeti sada snanam.
So like in every episode of this program, let's get started becoming familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, and after we have a discussion on the bhava discussion you're going to hear is between Brother Balram Chandran, Brother Mayurnath Dave, both of whom are members of the Sundaram Bhajan group, and joining them in the discussion will also be a Balvika student, Tejas Sai Krishnamurti. So all this is coming up after we discuss the raga and the tala, and in the end we are going to listen to Bhagwan himself singing this bhajan. So for a change we are not going to have the Prashanti Mandir version, we are going to have the source of every Prashanti Mandir bhajan singing to us this bhajan. So here are the lyrics.
Govindeti sada snanam, Govindeti sada japam, Govindeti sada dhyanam, sada govinda kirtanam.
With the lyrics clear, it's time to learn how to sing this bhajan. Brother Ashwath and Anirudh will now give us a slow demonstration of how this bhajan should be sung.
This bhajan is set to scale G pancham.
Govindeti sada snanam, Govindeti sada snanam, Govindeti sada snanam, Govindeti sada snanam, Govindeti sada japam, Govindeti sada japam, Govindeti sada japam, Govindeti sada japam, Govindeti sada dhyanam, Govindeti sada dhyanam, Govindeti sada dhyanam, Govindeti sada dhyanam, sada govinda kirtanam, sada govinda kirtanam, sada govinda kirtanam, sada govinda kirtanam, Govindeti sada snanam.
So this is another very beautiful bhajan, so much packed in such profound knowledge and wisdom, and the way Bhagwan used to mention the importance and the stories behind these beautiful phrases that appear in this bhajan is something that can fill us with so much joy and so much of depth in our devotion as we sing this bhajan. The tune, as always, like every bhajan of Bhagwan, is very simple. Just four lines, largely a Sanskrit bhajan. So let's spend some time ruminating on the makeup of the bhajan. Anirudh is here with us. So how did you feel when you first discovered this bhajan, Anirudh?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
As soon as you hear this bhajan, you just want to close your eyes and ruminate on the meaning of the bhajan, because the meaning of this bhajan is so profound, as you said.
Yes.
The entire goal of bhajans being taken as namasmarana for this Kali age,
yes,
is like
beautifully encapsulated.
Encapsulated in this bhajan.
Yes,
sada Govinda Kirtanam.
Yes.
Govindeti Sada Dhyanam.
The whole purpose of what we are doing, the whole mission,
yes,
of the bhajan movement.
Yes. And it's so beautiful that when Swami himself sings this bhajan and gives this bhajan in this just four lines, there is no more thought of technically, in the sense,
yes,
what raga, and it doesn't come to me when as soon as you hear this bhajan.
Yes.
So I think that's how a composition should be. So anybody who hears the bhajan for the first time, if he's totally drawn in the meaning of the bhajan and the, as you said, the depth in which the meaning is so profound is conveyed in this, in any composition, I think then the purpose of bhajan is achieved.
Achieved, absolutely.
And if you, since it's a session of,
yes,
discussing about the musicality in the bhajan, so if you see the tune, it's so simple. The first thing which I liked, because the words have to be given importance. Always it is, it can be like this. When,
yes,
the words have to be given importance, the tune has to be simple.
Yes.
Because if both are complicated, then neither will make impact. So if the lyrics are very simple, then you have little scope of, if you want to.
Yes.
There are many bhajans where the lyrics are simple and the tune is also simple. Like,
correct,
the vintage bhajans, the whole,
yes,
set of vintage bhajans are namavalis where,
yes,
both are simple. Both simple meaning all can follow. Chorus,
yes,
can be given very easily. So in this bhajan, if you take that, the tune, wherever the sada always comes, the tune of the sada is so simple and it is kept in the same notes. That's actually a beauty of conveying the meaning of the bhajan.
Yes.
Because if the tune is so distracting, then the,
yes,
essence of,
yes,
bhajan conveying to the people who are singing the bhajan may be a little tough.
Govindeti sada snanam.
So almost the whole line you stand in one note.
Sa 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 govindeti sada snanam.
So beautiful.
Govindeti sada japam.
The long glide in that
sada japam.
It actually inspires you to do,
yes,
japam always.
Govindeti sada dhyanam.
Again, the same note.
Sada.
And the last line.
Sada govinda kirtanam. Sada govinda kirtanam.
Lovely. So is it the normal Shankaravarnam raga?
It's a small deviation from Shankaravarnam, I can say. Though the notes of this bhajan actually do not fall into like a pure classical raga, because,
yes,
it's very simple, as
absolutely
we discussed. It's just around 4 to 5 notes. So I think we can, with that notes, we can classify into Yaman.
Okay.
Kalyani, where it is just one note different from Shankaravarnam,
yes,
that is Ma, Tivrama. Because it tends to go in a Tivrama way in the third line.
Okay.
Govindeti sada dhyanam, dhyanam.
there's a small tendency of ma coming there.
Okay.
Otherwise, it is all shuddha notes,
yes,
as you said.
Wonderful. Okay, so let's have the session of the swaras.
Yes, though it is all straight and simple notes, but knowing on which note to stand is,
yes,
very important.
And standing steadily, isn't,
yes,
it?
Yes.
That is what will give the power.
Yes. And the stability is very important.
Absolutely.
In this bhajan, because you're standing on one note.
One note.
Standing on the high note for a long time.
Mm.
So throat has to be, the voice has to be stable.
Mm.
Let's take the first line.
Sure.
Govindeti sada snanam sa 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 ni sa ni da sa 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 ni sa ni da Govindeti sada japam nida nire gari gari sasa nida nire gari gari sasa govindeti sada dhyanam pa 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 ma pa ma ga pa 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 ma pa ma ga sada govinda kirtanam nere ga pagare gari sanida nere ga pagare gari sanida sada govinda kirtanam nere ga pagare gari sa nere ga pagare gari sa.
During akhand bhajans,
yes,
this bhajan has to be sung.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because it reminds of,
yes,
you doing the Naam Sankirtan always.
Absolutely.
And akhand bhajan is one such occasion where we do for,
yes,
12 hours or...
Absolutely. In fact, the other bhajan that comes to my mind, which also exerts devotees to keep chanting the name, is Sarvatra Govinda Naam Sankirtana.
Yes.
Sarvatra, no, keep chanting.
Yes, yes, yes.
So this is again another bhajan. Of course, that is a 6-beat bhajan, right?
Yes, and that's a very energetic,
yes,
bhajan.
Yes.
And no doubt, this bhajan also, when Swami sings, he starts slowly, but he takes to 1st speed, 2nd speed, 3rd speed, 4th speed. Swami's energy,
wow,
is so
amazing.
Unique.
This bhajan will fill you with energy and you put back energy into the bhajan.
Yes, absolutely.
So this is the usual 8-beat, right?
Yes, the beat of this bhajan is 8-beat, Aditalam or Kehrwa in the classical music. So let's have the count and sing this bhajan. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1.
Govindeti sada snanam. Govindeti sada snanam. Govindeti sada.
Let's swim in this stream of Govinda and Rama and Madhava. Thank you so much, Arvind Sai and Anirudh.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So we now come to the most interesting part, the core of every bhajan session, every bhajan that we offer to the Lord. How do we offer? With what feelings we offer? The bhava element of bhajan singing. And for this, we have Brother Balram Chandran and Brother Mayurnath Dave sharing their insights on this bhajan. And joining them is a Balvika student from Chennai, Tejas Sai Krishnamurti. Brother Balram Chandran is a former student of Bhagwan's University and is a member of the Sundaram Bhajan Group.
Sai Ram, brother. Welcome once again to the Bhajan Tutor session, this time again in a vintage bhajan. So we've got Brother Mayur with us, and we also have Brother Tejas Sai Krishnamurti with us.
Sai Ram.
Mayur has already been a part of a session before, but Brother Tejas is actually a third group Balavika student. Brother Mayur, I don't know whether you've met him before. And he's a very good bhajan singer. He is somebody who speaks well, so we thought, he's based out of Chennai, so I thought it'll be a great idea to have him also join the conversation on a vintage bhajan.
Definitely, I think that's Swami's plan.
Absolutely.
We see him every week in the bhajans, and we've also heard that he's good at, you know, good at elocution.
Yes. Interesting combinations. We've got a Balavika's student speaking about a vintage bhajan. So, the vintage bhajan is Govindeti Sada Snanam, Govindeti Sada Japam, Govindeti Sada Dhyanam, Sada Govinda Kirtanam. I think it's one of those bhajans which Swami himself sings.
Absolutely. One of the very, very old bhajans. We've heard from a few very old devotees talking about this bhajan. Swami used to, in fact, sing, I think if I'm not wrong, 4 or 5 speeds. his usual, typical Swami style. He used to sing this bhajan. One of the very, very old and very famous bhajans.
Absolutely. In fact, all throughout our bhajan tutor sessions, we keep talking about how we approach a bhajan. So, you know, certain bhajans you try and use visualization. Certain bhajans you focus on the meaning. Certain bhajans you look at the overall sense in terms of the feeling which the bhajan conveys. I was just thinking possibly we'll approach this bhajan from a slightly different perspective. In fact, if you look at the bhajan, it says Govindeti Sada Snanam, Sada Japam, Sada Dhyanam. So the word Sada is the common thing, you know, where you continuously think of the Lord. So I was just wondering whether it would be a great idea to explore this bhajan from the point of view of what lessons we can pick up as bhajan singers, as devotees. So I thought we'd, you know, try and approach this from a slightly different angle. That's what do you think?
Absolutely. So I think great devotees that we've heard of, their stories that we've heard of, if you see, one common thing, I'm sure there are more, one common thing that we will notice in all these great devotees, 24/7, every second is with him, for them. If you take a Mirabai, if you take a Tulsidas, if you take Bhadrachala Ramadas, if you take Tyagaraja Swami, I think for everybody, if you see, they have literally lived with the Lord.
Yeah.
The continuous contemplation on the divine. So we've heard stories where they have seen the Lord.
Yeah.
They used to talk to the Lord. They used to dream about the Lord. But eventually, in some form or the other, I think every second has been with him.
Absolutely.
So I think that's what we also see with this bhajan. It says, Sada Govindeti Sada Snanam, Sada Japam, Sada Dhyanam, Sada Govinda Kirtanam. At the end of the day, I think every second is with him.
Yeah.
Either you contemplate, either you speak to him, either you live with him, literally, it's with him at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
I, in fact, quickly get reminded of a small incident in Saint Tyagaraja's life. So we've heard about a lot of his experiences and the way he outpour of his devotion in the form of the beautiful kritis that we have today. Which is, I think, even not even 1/10 of what he actually composed.
Absolutely.
I must not be saying composed, which was just the outpour of his devotion.
Yeah.
So late in the afternoons when he used to get a little hungry, so he used to wonder, it seems, I mean, in my opinion, seldom he would have felt hungry. Because he was always full of the divine bliss.
Yeah.
But yes, so I've heard this as an incident from a few of the people who come in that tradition as a legacy in Thyagaraja's clan. So when he used to feel hungry, he used to wonder, Rama, what will you have in the afternoon when you feel hungry?
Oh.
So every moment was with the Lord. So I don't differentiate, okay, only we feel hunger.
Yeah.
The Lord is beyond hunger and all that. Yeah, that is definitely a feeling saying, yes, you are beyond hunger, beyond senses, beyond everything.
True.
But now I'm actually living with you every moment. So while I am feeling hungry, what will you have when you are feeling hungry like this in the afternoon?
Absolutely.
It says absolutely no duality there, because I am living with you, you are living with me.
Yeah. And what's remarkable about this episode is the fact that, like you were mentioning, I think when we were discussing this some time ago, you know, when you talk about that aspect of Thyagaraja's life where he had the vision of Lord Rama, so Lord Rama comes to his rescue. Now, a normal devotee can actually get a feeling saying, okay, all that is for big devotees like Thyagaraja. Is it ever possible for me to connect with the Lord that way? But I think this is something which is doable for everybody. So if you see what Thyagaraja does here is something as mundane as, you know, thinking about what I'm going to have for lunch today reminds you of the Lord in terms of thinking. You know, Swami talks of constant integrated awareness. You know, I think this is a very practical way to, and that's possibly why Swami says read the life of saints. I think you pick up, you
definitely,
know, practical
definitely.
Tips. So the moment I bathe, I'm thinking about, you know, Swami. The moment I, you know, have food. So it could be a wonderful perfume which reminds you of Swami. It could be a car, you know, which could, that way if you see, I think a lot of things which the Lord did, he had a unique hairdo, he had a unique perfume, you know, the cars that he traveled in. So, brother, I actually get a feeling that that was possibly done for our sake only, so that it becomes easy for us to contemplate on him. Because there were certain things unique about Swami, the way he dressed, you know, the perfume, the wonderful perfume that would come, the so-called food items which he would like, though we know that Swami is not a real stickler for taste, but, you know, it reminds us of Swami. So, what a beautiful way to associate with the Lord. So, whether you're bathing, whether you're, whatever you're doing, you can think of the Lord. So, that's the lesson we can take away. That was very nice.
It's the easiest way of vichara, I would say.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, in the process of delving deep inside and trying to feel the oneness, I'm in the process. I mean,
while being engaged in very mundane tasks.
Absolutely.
So, because the common excuse, you know, which comes to mind is that, you know, I'm so busy living life that you can't think of the Lord. But here, the very things that you do in life would actually kind of remind you of the Lord.
Very true.
So let's ask the young boy here. So when you listen to this bhajan, brother, what comes to your mind?
Anna, you have been saying that Thyagaraja has been thinking of Lord Rama as a friend, but not as a as God.
Mm-hmm.
There is another way to always approach God as the all-knowing one. So once I learned this bhajan, Nandalala, Nandalala, Daya Karo,
Bhagwan, the one in Shivaranjali.
Yeah. So, so how you approach Swami?
Mm-hmm.
Swami is going, Nandalala.
Mm-hmm.
Swami goes further away, Nandalala.
Mm-hmm.
And you use all your power and scream, Nandalala.
Mm-hmm.
Swami, look back at me. And Daya Karo Bhagwan. So, like, you can pray to Bhagwan and keep asking Bhagwan, Swami, please save me, please save me.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, there's not only one way to always approach God. There are many ways to approach God.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is, and this bhajan also shows you Sada Japam, Sada Dhyanam. And so, I believe Swami is also telling us in one way how to say the name of God in different ways.
Say the name of God in different ways. Absolutely. You can approach him through dhyanam, through
japam,
through sankirtanam. Swami also says, Govindedi sada snanam. You know, in fact, one more thought which comes to mind, brother, is that, you know, if you see Swami talks of Govindedi sada snanam, Govindedi sada japam, then you talk of dhyanam, and then you talk of sankirtanam. So, if you look at the sequence, I mean, one of the thought which comes to mind is, in fact, I remember, if I remember right, it's one of those old-time devotees, somebody who comes from the state I hail from, Kerala. You have seen the Eradi brothers in Kerala, and I let Swami pardon me in case they are not the people to whom this experience happened, but I'm pretty sure it's them. One of those brothers, I don't remember whether it's the elder or the younger brother, and I've had the fortune of, you know, interacting with them in the past, when I was a part of the Kerala Bhajan group. I think one of them used to, you know, had taken up reading of, you know, the Sahasranama, like the Lalita Sahasranama, Vishnu Sahasranama, one of the Sahasranamas as a sadhana, to regularly do that. But after some time, I'd given it up. And I believe once Swami specifically picked on this aspect, saying, do you still do this? Do you still do the sadhana of doing the Sahasranama? And I believe this brother said, saying, no, I have, you know, I anyway do bhajans. But I believe Swami corrected him, saying that every bhajan singer needs to have one more alternate form of sadhana. And I think Swami was very specific there. He said, because if you say every bhajan singer needs to have sadhana, at least a person like me would say, no, bhajan is already sadhana. So that's done. We have ticked the box.
The easy way out.
But I think so. I guess Swami had to literally think out of the box there. And then Swami had to say one more alternate form of sadhana. Because if you see what Swami does here, he says, if you look at the bhajan, it says, Govindeti Sadasnanam. So I'm saying, you know, sometimes it can tend to happen. You can say, you know, I'm a very exalted devotee, so I need not take care of basic hygiene of the body. You know, I can, no, I think that's okay for the avadutas. But otherwise, if you see, even Patanjali's Ashtanga Yoga talks about Shaucha as the first step, you know, purity, which is both physical and internal. So Govindeti Sadasnanam, because, you know, there's a very shortcut way to interpret this by saying, you know, as long as I chant the name of the Lord, it doesn't really matter whether I'm stinking. I can actually become a social hazard to the person sitting next to me. But I remember Swami once telling us that even while you have bath, in fact, Swami specifically told us that you actually can chant the Gayatri Mantra, because he said that while your external body is being purified, so is your mind being purified by the Gayatri Mantra. So Govindeti Sadasnanam, but there Swami actually talked about chanting the Gayatri along with the bath, known as the Snanam along with the Japam, actually together.
So cleansing both ways.
Cleansing both ways. Because, you know, sometimes I think we are talking about what lessons we can take away as bhajan singers. I think basic purity of the body is something very important, because if the voice and the equipment given to us to serve him, I think it becomes a responsibility to take care of it. So whatever you need to do in terms of hygiene, you know, you need to take care of that. Govinda. But the thing is, the snanam now becomes something which you do for Govinda, for the Lord, and, you know, not for your own beautification. Purely because you have been entrusted with this instrument by him and you need to keep it in good condition. And after that, I think, you know, he's also talking about japam and dhyanam, which means I think those are sadhanas which you shouldn't ignore. I think in the previous conversation we had, we were talking about how becoming a bhajan singer is a lifelong process. It's not that you can be prepared, psych yourself up 2 minutes before a bhajan session. It requires continuous effort, whether it's japam, dhyanam. So I think that also gets very beautifully captured here. That's what I feel. Also reminds me of when you said of constant thought of the Lord, and everything remind you about the Lord. It reminds me of Bhadrachal Ramadas again, you know, how he would, in fact, I think he's one of those people who had the guts to tell Rama that I have, you know, Kalalo Neenama Smarana Maruva Chakkani Tandri. Oh Lord, I have not forgotten about you even in my dream. I mean, that I think requires immense confidence to say that. He says, even my dream I haven't forgotten. So I think only if you do that are you fit to become a bhajan singer, the truest sense of the term, is possibly one message which you can take away from this.
Definitely. I think the conviction and the faith that they have shown to the world, they have shown to all of us, I think that's the message.
Yeah. And through thick and thin, because if you look at both these lives, whether it's Tyagaraja or whether it is Bhadrachal Ramadas himself, they have done this, they have stuck to this, so I'm sure even on days when he actually didn't get food, possibly Tyagaraja thought of Rama. So, and we know for a fact that Bhadrachal Ramadas was in, you know, was imprisoned for so many years, and despite all the troubles and all that he had to say was sorry to, you know, be released from prison. But he still thought of the Lord at that point of time. I think the real test is, one, to be able to connect with the Lord with very mundane day-to-day things, but not just in those few inspired moments of life, no, where you feel very devoted and all that, but, you know, even in those ordinary moments of life, the so-called ordinary moments, and also, I think, consistently across the inevitable, you know, peaks and troughs which life brings. That, I think, is the most difficult challenge. The everyday journey, absolutely. The everyday journey. One more thing which comes to mind is, even if you look at the Shiva Manasa Puja, he says, Atmatvam Girichamati Sahacharaha by Shankaracharya. Pranaha Shariram Griham Pujate Vishayopa Bhokarajana. When I, oh my Lord, when I enjoy the pleasures of the world, may that be your worship. Pujate Vishayopa Bhokarajana Nidra Samadhi Stitihi. Even when I sleep, may it be, you know, the highest form of meditation. Govinde Risata Dhyanam. You know, where sleep gets converted into Samadhi, the highest stage of meditation. Nidra Samadhi Stitihi Sancharaha Padayohu Pradakshina Vidihi. Even when I walk around, may that be your circumambulation. Whether I go to the bazaar, whether I, you know, walk to my office or to the college or to the school. Yadyat karma karomi tatadagilam shambho tavaradhanam. You know, may every act, you know, become actually an act of worship. So, that again is something I think which gets conveyed through this particular bhajan.
I think the crux of that is this bhajan.
The crux of that is this bhajan. You know, but that's why this is again one of those bhajans which are deceptively simple. If you pick up the bhajan and if you actually elaborate on it, it actually means so much. But do you think it's easy for a bhajan singer to be this way? So what is your experience, brother? Is it easy thinking about Swami all throughout like this? What's been your experience?
The main problem for me is thinking of Swami. The most of the time I think of Swami when I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So Swami save me when I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So one time I sat for bhajans.
Mm-hmm.
I was prepared to sing Dasharath Nandana Shri Ramachandra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there so confident.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
So, Swami, please save me. I'm not able to sing.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't. The lesson from this is you don't think about Swami only when you need Swami.
Mm-hmm.
If you need Swami, then if you truly need Swami, always think about Him, always be, always ask Him to be with you, always with you.
Mm.
Even though Swami, Swami is going to be with you, you have to make sure that Swami, you have to make sure that Swami is also comfortable, right?
Lovely. So he's saying that it's sada, sada dhyanam, sada japam, and not just when you're in trouble.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That should be nice. The daily walk of life.
Daily walk of life. You know, typically you've sung a line and before the next bhajan line comes and somewhere you realize you've forgotten the next half of the line and then you desperately call out to Swami. You know, it should actually be that.
I think how beautiful that happens in our lives so often, I would say. So many times only when we are in deep distress.
Yeah.
We tend to call out so loudly.
Yeah.
And why not every day?
Yeah.
So, I've read somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, working towards liberation should be as though you have caught fire, it seems.
Oh.
You have to be in that kind of emergency and urgency every moment.
Absolutely.
And the quest should be so fierceful.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have to attain.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to work for it. That needs to be the vigor, it seems. I read it somewhere. I don't
absolutely
remember.
In fact, if you read the story of Sri Ramakrishna, it says that each day in the evening he would go to the, you know, the bungalow which was there next to you know, the room in which he stayed in Dakshineshwar. It was called the Kuti. So he used to go on top of it and then cry out, saying that, oh mother, one more day has gone in vain. You know, I have not seen you. And there was that great sense of no, otherwise typically what tends to happen with sadhana is we treat it, when I say we, okay, let me say me, so tend to treat it like, you know, you file your income tax returns, you know the last date is July, and you tend to postpone it till the last moment, and hoping still that at that point of time the government will extend the date.
Extend it.
But you know, but like Swami says, you never know when you know, he would click the photograph, you know, the Lord of Death will click the photograph, and thus it's important to keep that, you know, feel that sense of urgency. And that is why I think here the word Sada, if you see the word which is repeated everywhere, is the word Sada.
So you're ready anytime.
Ready anytime. Any moment, so irrespective of which moment you're caught, you know, in a very good position, you know, caught with his name on your lips.
Because the Lord is ever ready to shower the bountiful grace, and of course it's an, you know, ever flowing grace.
Absolutely.
But that moment which he wants to give you, we should be ready.
Absolutely.
So I get reminded of Ramana talking about this, Ramana Maharshi. So somebody is asking him, if you have to give me one advice, because I seem to be doing a lot of things. I do Girivalam, I do a lot of meditation, a lot of things that this man is actually listing it down. But still, certain things that you talk about doesn't get into me. Talks about self-inquiry and all that doesn't... I don't understand this. So does this mean that the Guru's grace is not there for me? Because they say, generally they say you need to have a lot of grace to keep evolving like this. So I'm doing a lot of things, nothing is happening, nothing is getting into my mind. I'm not able to understand all this or experience anything. Does that mean the Guru's grace is not there for me? How beautiful Ramana replies to him. He says, Guru's grace is like sunshine. It'll always be there and to the entire world. The only thing is you don't stand in the middle. To be very precise, in Tamil he says kurukla nikkada.
Kurukla nikka.
Don't stand in the middle. Allow that to flow. Allow that to just...
So all that you have to do is not to become an obstacle.
Absolutely. I think that's the sadhana that we need to do.
And I think,
like what we say, neti, neti,
neti, neti. And I think you facilitate that flow by being in constant touch. So it's almost like the electric train which has to run, which has got a constant supply of electricity running over it. And I think the only thing that you need to stay in contact so that you'll continue to run. And there are many means to do it. So govindeti sada snanam, govindeti sada japam, govindeti sada dhyanam. And then, and interestingly, Swami says, possibly, to me, no, I don't know, it sounds possibly, because we are approaching it from a bhajan singer angle, I'm getting the feeling that if you, you know, whenever you bathe, you think of Govinda, you know, whenever you're immersed in japam, you think of Govinda, irrespective of what you do. And I think, to me, these sound more like examples, you know, if in every single act you're reminded of Govinda, then eventually when you sing, you will think of him. If you remember a few sessions before, he said it's a real challenge to remain focused on Swami, especially when you sing bhajan. So possibly this bhajan gives you the answer, saying that if at all other points of time, in the mundane things that we do, whether we eat, whether we sleep, whether we drink, we play, you know, even we fool around, I think if we think of him, then finally we will reach that stage of life where we sit for bhajans and, you know, sing his sankirtana. I think we'll qualify to constantly think of him even at that point of time. So that's what wonderful speaking to both of you brothers. It was nice. Again, as usual, we did not expect that we would be blessed by Swami to think about so many aspects of this bhajan. It was lovely speaking to both of you.
His grace, absolutely.
Sai Ram brother, thank you so much. Sai Ram. Nice to have you here.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So that was Brother Balram Chandran, an alumnus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, in conversation with Brother Mayurnath Dave. Both Brother Balram Chandran and Mayurnath Dave are regular singers at the Sundaram Shrine, Bhagwan's abode in Chennai. Also participating in the discussion was Tejas Sai Krishnamurthy, an illustrious Balvika student. And now, in the final lap of this program, let's listen to Bhagwan himself sing this bhajan for us.
Govindeti sada snanam, Govindeti Govindeti sada japam, Govindeti sada dhyanam,
Govindeti
కీర్తనం సదా గోవిందేతి సదా స్నానం గోవిందేతి సదా జపం కీర్తనం సదా గోవింద కీర్తనం సదా గోవింద కీర్తనం గోవిందేతి సదా స్నానం గోవిందేతి సదా గోవిందేతి సదా జపం గోవిందేతి సదా జానం సదా గోవింద కీర్తనం సదా గోవింద కీర్తన సదా గోవింద కీర్తనం గోవిందేతి సదా స్నానం గోవిందేతి సదా జపం
So we hope you enjoyed this session of such a beautiful bhajan. Let's take this bhajan into our hearts, into our homes and into every environment that needs cleansing, that needs purification, that needs sublimation. Dear listeners, please feel free to share with us what you feel about this program, any comments, any suggestions, any ways you want to improve this program. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude at his feet, we offer this program at his lotus feet. You were listening to an episode of our program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the 21st June 2018. As part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.